This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Montana state lawmaker is trying to defend his decision to cut arts funding while his spouse's group gets nearly triple its requested money in state funding. Representative John Fitzpatrick, Republican of Anaconda, called more than a dozen arts and cultural groups slackers and no-shows, but insists that he has no conflict of interest in the legislation and didn't need to disclose to fellow lawmakers that his wife was leading the organization that got the largest increase of state funding among 75 groups that applied. Fitzpatrick's wife's organization, the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival, stands to get nearly three times as much funding from the state as the group requested, while Representative Fitzpatrick pushed to zero out funding requests from other groups. In a fiery legislative meeting in February, dozens of people showed up to protest the way Fitzpatrick had led a budgeting subcommittee dedicated to distributing arts and culture funding. Groups from around the state said that for years they had submitted their grant requests but had not been required to appear before the legislative subcommittee. In fact, many were told that attending the sessions was not mandatory and would not affect funding. But Representative Fitzpatrick said that he expected that groups or individuals representing the organizations would attend to advocate for funding. Fitzpatrick told fellow lawmakers that when those groups no-showed, he and other committee members decided to zero out the budget requests, leaving larger groups like the Charlie M. Russell Museum in Great Falls and the Alberta Bear Theater in Billings and other smaller organizations with no state grant funding. Still, for nearly 2 hours in February, arts and culture groups railed against the decision, saying that the change was not clearly articulated by the Montana Arts Council, the coordinating agency for the grants. Employees of the council agreed that they had misunderstood the change as well and hadn't communicated that testimony was required when it never had been before. During the hearings and subsequent discussion with lawmakers, Fitzpatrick did not disclose that his wife had submitted an application for a summertime Anaconda Music Festival and that the approved funding was more than double what had originally been requested. Later, the budget subcommittee opted to allocate funds to groups that had attended, giving many, if not all, more money than they requested, including the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival, whose application was submitted by Fitzpatrick's wife. Before House Bill 9 got out of the full House Appropriations Committee, Democrats were concerned about another aspect, political hardball. Democrats said that they had been told that if the amendments to zero out the funding for some of the groups were not approved, the entire budget bill may be killed by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte or Republican leaders in the legislature. Minority Democratic Representative Luke Muskowitz of Helena said, "These groups teach children how to dance, how to act, and exposes them to music. I served on a school board for 6 years, and I learned that we ought not punish children for the mistakes that adults make." The good bill sponsor, Fitzpatrick, has said that if the amendment doesn't pass, the whole bill will not. Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee said they were forced into a tough situation, either reject arts and culture funding and hurt all the groups, or accept the changes made by Fitzpatrick's subcommittee that would help just some of them. In the end, 15 groups had their funding wiped out because they did not show up to the committee after being assured that their applications were sufficient and they didn't need to be at the Capitol in person. Others had their funding reduced if they only provided written testimony. Those groups that testified, either in person or via video, saw increased funding.